It's Cuz's Corner with 97.5's Anthony Gargano live from the all-new Sportsbook at Parx Casino in Bensalem. Don't forget, the Parx Casino Sportsbook app is now live in PA. Now, it's the Cuz, Anthony Gargano on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, good evening, everybody. Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Cuz's Corner live from Parx Casino, the fabulous sports book, where we had a lot of college ball today. I'm looking around at the video screens run abound. That's right. It is the Parx Casino sports book as we hang out our haunts every Thursday, although this week with Thanksgiving next week, we will be there on a Tuesday. So we're looking forward to that. Tonight, we will get you started. Matt Cullen, who is the senior vice president of the sports book right here at Parx Casino, will be joining us in a little bit, and he'll give you like where the money is and kind of what's really important to kind of handle some stuff that you need to know. And then Brad Feinberg will join us to go over the weekend's card. I'm looking at the NFL slate for tonight for this weekend. The Eagles right now, just to give you an update, Eagles are -1.5 with a money line of -124 and a total of 48. And I go back to it, and I want to say this is where they come in and they win the game. And we're used to, see, one thing about this Eagles team is we're used to them really surprising us, right? Like, you know, it goes back to that Super Bowl year, and it goes back to last year, where, you know, just when you think that it's probably not going to happen, Doug Peterson, he did it again this year. I mean, I go back to the Packers game, where I thought, I'm not feeling that game, and they were able to surprise us. Now, look, Seattle's isn't unbeatable. They're good, and they have a really dynamic offense. But defensively, you can actually move the ball on. And so I'm wondering, can they somehow piece it together? Or is too much too much? Can they somehow run the football? Can Jay Ajayi, because it doesn't look like Jordan Allen's going to play, can Jay Ajayi and Miles Sanders two-fold attack on a Sunday, 1 o'clock? I mean, Peterson has done this before. Doug's able to figure it out. I just wonder. I keep looking at this team. I look at the injuries, and I'm half dubious of the whole thing. But, they surprise you. And defensively, they're getting better. I mean, they played really, really well. So it's weird because when you really analyze it, it comes up Seahawks. I mean, I think Seattle's a better team. But there is something to say for the desperate team. And the Eagles have to win this game. You know, we all think it's going to come down to the Dallas game on December 22nd. But for that to really happen, I mean, they got to win tomorrow. I know everybody's counting the Patriots beating the Cowboys. I'm not so sure about that. And I think if you're the Eagles, you got to win the game. You got to win the game. And then, you know, you can't be worried about, well, maybe the Bears beat the Cowboys, or maybe, you know, Buffalo shocks them on a Thanksgiving. You got to be careful. You got to win. You need to be playing good football. And that means offensively. So I want to see kind of what you guys are thinking about Sunday and where you're at, because now we're inside that Thursday. We're ready to go. And then we'll talk about a little Sixer basketball. We got two more home games coming up. Spurs tomorrow night and the Heat on Saturday. Jimmy comes back. And, you know, the one of the conversation pieces, and I'm sure we'll have this tomorrow, is it's early, and I'm not going to go crazy, but it's sports radio and it's barroom talk. And the barroom talk, and I've heard it already, is would you rather go Jimmy or Tobias? See, Jimmy, Tobias has the more bigger upside and the bigger window. Jimmy's the more, for right now, Jimmy is the player that would help you win right now. But, you know, I mean, as we sit here in November, which is way too early, you can say what you want. But Jimmy also is half the troublemaker, right? He's half the troublemaker. So we'll get into that conversation as well. We got lots to do. We're live at Parks Casino, the sports book, Flyers Canes tonight. I like the Flyers name. I heard Mikey say on the out on the on as he was leaving. I like the Flyers tonight. I actually like the way they've been playing. I know they lost 5-2 against Florida, but they fought back in the game. I like them. I think they win the game tonight. So plenty of stuff to get to. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us live from the Sportsbook, Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. This is Cuz's Corner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
We're live at Parks Casino, the sportsbook. I love this video wall. This place is just outrageous. As we hang out on a Thursday night, Cuz's Corner, and with me, special guest, Senior Vice President of the Sports Gaming right here of the Parks Casino Sportsbook. He is Matt Cullen, and Matt is a real sharp guy. I love visiting with him because this is a really interesting kind of way to look at gaming, because it's good for you guys to know where the money's going, where the early money goes, because a lot of times the sharp guys, they have some insight, they have numbers, they have, you know, there's things that they're looking at that they're betting early, and Matt gives us a window into where the money is going. Good evening, Matt.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good to see pal. You. It's always good. Yeah, we were here yesterday, too, man. It was great. I love this video wall. And you know what's amazing? So today we had college basketball.
Early start.
Yeah, how'd you do? Was there people here today?
Well,
with the college games?
We had
Villanova.
Yeah, there were some. I mean, St. Joe's covered. I think that closed at 13, and Florida's not even ranked. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Would they lose by? They won by 8.
Yeah. Yeah.
So St. Joe's covered with a new coach.
How about Villanova? They covered, right? I mean, did you book that game?
I don't know. I didn't look at that one. Because I've been in a bunch of meetings all day.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. It's been kind of.
So this is your fun stuff. This is where I
have fun and talk about what's happening this weekend.
All right.
And tonight, actually.
So, all right, well, let's start with tonight. Let's start with the NFL game, Houston and Indianapolis. Right now, Houston is a 3.5-point favorite. Has that moved at all? Anything with the total?
Yeah, you know, the money line on this is actually pretty split. I think the public, as am I, I like the Colts a lot. And not necessarily in this game, but I really like the Colts. I think they're a good team. They got a good defense.
Well coached.
When Brissett starts, they're really good. When that other guy was playing, who was it, Hoyer? They were awful.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, the public really likes Houston -3.5 at the moment. But oddly, the money line is split down the middle.
Really?
Yeah.
You think people look at it and go, look, the Colts with a better record.
Yeah.
The Colts, you know, at +163.
And Baltimore dismantled the Texans last weekend. Yeah. I couldn't believe that game.
How much recency bias do you see? When you have a big game, usually a primetime game or a big result like last week where the Ravens crushes the Texans, do you see a lot of recency bias?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No doubt. Especially, you know, I think I would imagine this weekend everybody's going to be on Baltimore.
Yeah.
They're going to roll.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good.
They really are. Let's talk about Ohio State and Penn State. That's the big game Saturday early. Ohio State, 18.5-point favorite over the Knicks.
Pretty split, as you would imagine. I mean, you know, Ohio State's good. They put up a lot of points. But right now, it's pretty split down the middle in our book.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys normally get a ton of Penn State.
No matter what, yeah. People are always going to bet on Penn State. But I think people have seen what Justin Fields has done and the number of points that they put up every week. And
I mean, they're guys scary, aren't they?
They're really good.
They're scary. And Penn State going down 2 weeks ago to Minnesota.
And then Minnesota last laying
week,
an egg.
Yes. And then last week, Indiana covered against Penn State. Did you have a lot of Penn State liability?
Yeah, we did. We had a ton. Yeah, we always do. This week, I think if they weren't playing Ohio State, everybody would be on Penn State. But since they're playing, what are they, number two in the country?
Yeah, and they're good.
They're a little weary.
Give me some of the other games that are popping out to you where you see some movement, where people can kind of look at, see where the money's going.
A lot of people, it's interesting, a lot of people are betting against certain teams this time of year because they've seen some trends emerge. Like, give you an example, BYU, who's not that good this year, playing UMass, who is absolutely awful. A lot of money on the over there, 68.5.
Really?
Yeah, people think that they're going to just pile on. Iowa State, Kansas, a lot of money on Iowa State. Sticking with the Big Ten. A lot of money in the Illinois-Iowa game on the money line. Iowa plus points, minus 15. App State and Texas State, money line. A lot of money on Appalachian State. A lot of money on
Notre Dame. They're really good, App State.
They are good. They're tough.
Yeah, they're one of those teams that are that people like.
I think there's a lot of money on my dogs playing A&M in Athens on the money line there. Not so much on the line itself. SC UCLA, lot of public money on the money line. USC in the Rose Bowl,
really
at the Coliseum, I guess. Actually,
yeah. The Georgia game, that's at 13 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like?
I don't bet on that game. I stay away from that. I watch it and try and enjoy it and hope we win and stay number four to get in the playoff.
Curious, anything going on with my Baylor Bears?
Yeah, actually there is.
Six against Texas.
A lot of money on the Baylor money line. I mean, they're at home.
Yeah.
They didn't play that great last weekend.
Well,
they squeaked one out 2 weeks ago.
They played... So, yeah, they were unbeaten going into last week against Oklahoma, and they got Oklahoma on the ropes. They're up. Now, the coach is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Matt Rule, who is a terrific,
is he a Philly
terrific
guy?
Coach. He coached at Temple here.
Okay.
And we got to be really good friends, and he's a really terrific, terrific coach. So, they wind up, they're up 31-10 at halftime, and it could have been 35. And they just couldn't hold the lead. We have Oklahoma on the ropes. He would have been 10-0.
Wow.
And now Texas doesn't have a great defense. So
no, they don't.
You know, Matt's brought defense to the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's. I guess people think Texas going down there from Austin and playing them at home. They're not gonna pull it out. I wouldn't be surprised to see Texas win that game.
Yeah, I got my reasons. I'm a Baylor guy. So let me ask you about Temple and Cincinnati. I'm a Temple man, so
yep.
Cincinnati right here is giving 10. Do you see a lot of Temple money, Temple football?
Yeah, we see a bit. I mean, usually week to week we do. I think in this one we got a lot of public money on the money line. Cincinnati's been. I've actually been taking them recently. They've been covering a lot of spreads. They didn't last weekend. A lot of big spreads too.
Yeah.
I think 2 weeks ago they were 35-point favorites. They covered that easily. But right now the public money is sitting on Cincinnati and the money line at home.
How about Oregon and Arizona State? Oregon's always been a real public team, a real popular public team.
High-powered. I mean, you know, in the past they've been a high-powered offense. They're a little bit of a different philosophy now with the new coach and everything. But I think they're back. Great quarterback. Our money in our book right now is on the money line of minus 14 Oregon, even though they're on the road.
Yeah, see, that's such a public favorite team. They love it. All right, let's switch to the NFL, and we'll save our team for last. All right, let's look at the early slate, the 1 o'clock games.
I mean, your team.
Yeah. Well,
Philly's team.
Correct. Let's look at curious Bears and Giants right now. The Bears are laying 6.5 to the Giants.
Everybody's on Chicago. Money line, minus 6.5. Right now is the line. Money is heavy on Chicago.
On Chicago.
Yeah, at home.
All right. How about the Steelers and the Bengals? I bet you a lot of Steeler money, right?
Take one guess on that one. everything is
you
on
probably don't,
Pittsburgh.
Have you written a Cincinnati bet?
No, I mean...
probably not one.
You know, last weekend, we didn't either, and they covered against the Raiders in Oakland.
Oh, wow, yeah, yeah.
They only won by 7.
That's right. How about let's go, what about your squad, the Lions and the Redskins, huh?
I have no idea.
What about that quarterback?
Haskins?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, he's not the answer.
The big four...
That was a waste of a pick.
The big 4 o'clock game, the 4:25 start, is the New England and the Cowboys. Right now, the Patriots laying 6.5. The total's 45.
The public is telling me that they think it's going to be a really close game, but New England's going to win because all the money line money is on New England.
Okay.
And the spread, yeah, plus 6.5 with the Cowboys.
Well, you know, we just saw New England here last week, so.
Yeah.
And their offense, now they're missing.
A little shaky.
Yeah, they're missing some components along their offensive line. Brady looked a bit skittish.
He did.
Had some pressure. They also lost Philip Dorsett, who got concussion protocol early in that second half after the touchdown. And they can't run the ball. So, Matt, I mean, it seems like this is a real. You know, good spot for the Cowboys. I hate to say because we need the Cowboys to lose.
Yeah.
And then at night, this is a great game. I once covered this game when it was for the NFC Championship game, and Brett Favre was the quarterback for the Packers.
Was that the TO pass at the end?
Yeah.
Was it like late 90s?
Yeah, late 90s. Green Bay at San Francisco. The Niners, a 3-point favorite over the Packers.
And everyone thinks that the Packers are going to take this game and cover.
Really?
Mm-hmm. At least right now. That's where the money is as of Thursday night.
Wow.
It's all over the pack.
All over the pack.
Yep.
That's fascinating. Jeez, I'm shocked. I thought home team, Niners.
Yeah, they're 9-1. What are they, 10-1?
Yeah, except...
9-1?
Listen, they're coming off. They looked a little more mortal, right?
They did last week for sure.
Yeah, so...
But that defense is so good. They got a good running game. If Garoppolo's on...
Yeah, I agree. I like him. And they didn't have Kittle, who's really...
He's been out the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, who's really important to that offense.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a big tight end target for Garoppolo. And then the Monday night game is the Rams and the Ravens. So the Ravens are on the road. Is everybody in love with Baltimore?
No, they're not. Actually, it's pretty split right now. I think people are the money line money. The public's on the Rams because they're just because they're at home. They're making that long trip out to L.A. But the all the spread is it's a split. It's a split between the two.
Interesting.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
I guess people aren't buying in. You know, they got to travel across the country and everything.
All right, last but not least, 1 o'clock now. It was flexed out of the night game to the 1 o'clock start at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles minus 1.5 over Seattle. The money line is minus 124.
Yeah, the public is, I think they are believers that the Eagles are backed into a corner and they're going to come out swinging.
Yes.
So all the money is heavy on the Eagles. To cover and the money line, obviously.
I love it. Now, let me ask you a question. When you see a line
that
like...
That line's been moving around a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it went up. It came back down.
How high did it go?
I think it got up... I'm sure offshore, maybe in Vegas, got up to 3.
Wow.
And then it came back down. It's been all over the place.
Now, when you see a number like this, one and a half, would you, why even mess with it? Wouldn't you just lay the 124?
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. If you believe in one side or the other.
Well, you know, thinking about that you're going to take the, that you would take the Eagles minus 125, you'd be better off just laying the 124 over the 110.
Yep.
And not have to worry about something stupid.
I think anything could happen in that game.
Anything with the total? It's 48.
You know, I didn't look at that before I came down. Yeah. I would imagine it's going to be low.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so.
Now, the only thing, Seattle's defense is susceptible to the run. Now, I know the Eagles' offense has been banged up, hasn't really done much, but they can run the ball.
Your tailbacks are really banged up.
Yeah, look, Jay Ajayi.
You think he's going to play a lot?
Yes. Run between the tackles, because that's the Seahawks' weak link.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's their soft spot. It's the belly of that defense. Matt, incredible stuff. How we doing with NBA?
Doing great. Off to a great start. It's been really busy on NBA and college basketball. This is the best time of year. Probably the best is that week when you have the confluence of football and basketball and baseball, but this is a great time of year too with NBA and full swing. Absolutely,
it's great.
Yeah, it's been great. Business is fun.
What's it like Thanksgiving here?
Well, I don't know. This is our first time in this book, so it should be packed. I would think there's a lot of great games. I don't know. We'll see next week.
They'll be running in and running out to get their turkey dinners. Yep. That's great.
I'm sure we'll be busy all through the holidays. We normally are.
And of course, if you can't make it to this incredible sports book, you go to parkscasino.com/PA, download the app, and you get a free $500 wager that is refunded as a loss, as a credit on your account. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Matty, great stuff as
always,
brother. Really,
thanks.
Great
good to
stuff,
see you. Man. Appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
Giving us some interesting windows into where the money's going. We'll come back, and Brad Feinberg will join us to give you some selections and picks for this weekend's card. It is Cousins Corner live from Parks Casino, right here, the Sportsbook, Street Road, Ben Sale.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cousins Corner live, Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Sale. All right, time now to get some selections from a guy that really knows what he's doing. From NBC Philly, NBC Sports Philly, and BetCast. We had a good time last night watching Sixers Knicks. Brad Feinberg, professional handicapper, joins us. Brad, long time.
Hi, Kayla. How are you today, my friend?
What's up, buddy?
Looking forward to hopefully making some money for everyone this weekend, guys, with some good picks. But yeah, last night, Anthony, was great watching that great comeback by the Sixers. Wish it didn't get that close, but it was nice seeing them at least find a way to win the game.
Well, the highlight, let me bring this up quickly then, because we got about 10 minutes, and I want to pick your brain. But Ben Simmons, they hit a three. We were talking about that as he did it. And what was the number, Brad?
It was, if you said yes, you got 14-1. And for those poor people out there that said no, you had to leave 50-1 on the no. $50 just to win a dollar that didn't hit one, Anthony. And gosh, I mean, yeah, we brought it up, and about 5 seconds later, he made it, and it was pretty crazy.
That is wild, Brad. That's crazy.
It was funny. That was good stuff.
Oh my God, it's nuts. That's so nuts. All right, let's look at college football. We'll start, and before we start with some of the games you like, let me just ask you,
yes,
about Ohio State and Penn State.
Well, actually, Andy, that actually is one of the games I've liked, and it's. After this year, I've done 32 games in college. I'm 20-11-1, and the team that has probably cost me the most of those 11 has been Penn State. I've been fading Penn State left, right, and up the middle. But this is actually a game I'm going to put on my, you know, my Penn State James Franklin hat. Anthony, I think this line's a little bit too high.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I'll tell you why. Listen, it's interesting. Ohio State, and they're covering their games, Anthony, by over 20 points a game. Not winning games by 20. They're covering games by 20. So they're having a historically great season. But I'm very questionable on who they played and just the caliber of teams they've beaten. And they did beat Wisconsin, which was a close game for a while. It was close. I mean, at halftime, it was maybe even been a tie game. They totally dominated in the second half. But I think Penn State has shown, even though I think they're overrated, I think they have shown that they are a quality team. And they've had success against Ohio State these last 5 or 6 years, Anthony. I think even their losses, if I remember correctly, they were all their losses, they actually should have won the game. They were winning like up until the last play. And I think they'll make this a competitive game. I actually think it'll be, less than two touchdowns. It's 18.5, I believe, right now. I think the line's too high. I really do. I made this line 14.5, and it's higher than I thought it should be.
Wow, that's wild. Penn State, look at that.
My first time backing them all year, so I'll probably get punished for it. But again, I just think it's a little bit too high. I really do.
So where else are you looking?
You know, Anthony, a couple of games in college that I like. I went to Michigan, and I really think Michigan's been the most improved team in college football.
Yeah.
That being said, I had them last week was my big game against Michigan State, but I think they're getting a little bit too much love here. I think Indiana is a much better team than Michigan State, and you can take as high as 10. They play Ohio State next week, obviously a look-ahead spot. And I think Indiana is good, Andy. I don't think they're great, but I think they're good. And I think this is going to be a hard game for Michigan to win, even outright. I wouldn't be surprised if they lost. And if I can get 10 points in the game, I think it's going to be a one-score game. I really like Indiana. And I'll give you two others real quick, Anthony. Washington State, I consider them to be a really good team when they play inferior competition. Oregon State has really played well. They've exceeded expectations. Their season win total was 2.5, and they've been a lot better than that. But I think they're going to struggle to score against what they need to cover this game. It's 10.5, and I think I do believe that Washington State will score in the 40s. I don't think Oregon State will score in the 30s. I like laying 10.5 with Washington State. And the last one I'll give you, and again, I think this team, Anthony, is so bad, but the team they're playing is a level of historical badness. I know how bad Michigan State is. I've been going against them a lot, and it's been profitable going against them. And they're laying 20.5 against Rutgers, but I think this Rutgers team, Anthony, is so bad that, you know, if me and you were playing for Michigan State, you know, we'd probably be up 21-0 at the end of one. So I'm going to just close my eyes and just lay the 20.5 with the Spartans just because I think Rutgers is that bad. I thought that line would come in at 25, so I have no choice but to do it, even though it's a big number.
That's great. Where else are you looking?
Well, in college, that would be it. In college, right. those are the four I liked. Those were my best four in college. And then there's definitely some NFL games you want to touch on.
Let's first start off. With the games you like, then I want to run a couple by you.
The games I like, there's three games I bet. I think San Francisco is a better team than Green Bay. I laid three. I really feel strongly they're a better team. It's my best game of the weekend.
All right, I got to run one by you because I don't like the way I feel about the game.
Yeah.
But I don't know how in the world the Cowboys are getting 6.5 points.
Because
I don't think New England is that good. And right now, banged up, their offense. I think, I hate to say it, but I actually think the Cowboys win the game.
Anthony, again, once again, we are totally, and we should be like the synchronized swimmers. Because I see it the exact same way. I actually really think this is a great matchup for Dallas because what has Dallas' weakness been all year? Defensively, they've been just atrocious, okay? But they're playing one of the it's crazy to say, Anthony, they're playing one of the worst offensive teams in football right now in New England. I mean, New England's been that bad on offense. And, yeah, I think Dallas has a really good chance of winning this game. Getting 6.5 points, I think that's way too high. I think Dallas has a great chance to win it outright. I'm with you.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. I think that's where the overvalue. Because, look, my eyes don't deceive me. I think the Eagles' defense is good, but I see holes in that Patriots offensive line. They can't run the ball.
You're paying. It's like when you go get a piece of jewelry at Tiffany's. You're paying full retail, right?
Yeah.
When you have to take New England, you're going to have to pay full retail, and I think that's what you're seeing there. And again, Dallas. Again, offensively, I think they are the best team in the NFC right now. I don't really think there's really any question about that. And again, they're facing a team where I think they can actually hold New England to low 20s, and if that's the case. You know, I like my chances very much getting 6.5 points.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you there.
I'll give you one other one I like, Anthony. I like the Jets, Jets, getting the 3. I think they beat Oakland outright. Oakland's had a really good year. I had, you know, one of the teams I did bet their over for the year. They've had a really nice year. Gruden's done a great job. And they just came off 3 straight home games. But I think they got very fortunate to beat Detroit, you know, which was a good win, and then they struggled last week against Cincinnati. I think it's a tough spot going across, you know, maybe getting a little overconfident. And the Jets have been playing well these last couple games, granted against bad teams in Washington and the Giants, but I think Sam Darnold's going to play a good game. I actually think the Jets win this game outright. Getting the 3 is just icing on the cake. I think it's a really nice play because I think it's going to be a one-score game, and in a one-score game, I love it when I can get at least 3 points.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm afraid to ask you, but...
I know you're going to say.
Yes. What are you thinking about the Eagles?
Well, don't be afraid. You know, it's interesting because both teams, Anthony, have some real situations here. Because with the Eagles, is Alshon Jeffrey going to play? Is Jordan Howard going to play? You know, what is their health status? Because they need all the offense they can get. But for Seattle, you know, I think that Tyler Lockett is such an important player for them. Now, I don't know for sure if he's playing. And it's interesting, they are 8-2.
Early word was that he was going to give their
Yeah, they're 8-2 Seattle, but I believe they're only +21 for the year and plus minus points scored versus points allowed.
Yeah, they play a lot of tight.
Yeah, a lot of tight games. And it's interesting. They beat Tampa Bay in overtime. They beat San Francisco in overtime. They beat the Rams because Zerline missed a short field goal in the last play of the game. If they lose those 3 games and they're 5-5. Everyone's like, oh, okay, we're playing a 5-5 Seattle team. You know, this is a game we definitely should win. But because they won 3 coin flip games, it gives the perception of Seattle probably being a little bit better than they are. I think Philadelphia can win this game, Anthony. I expect them to win this game. Not a game I'm betting, but I actually think that with the line being what it is, I think it's 1.5. I think the Eagles win this game. I really do.
You know, it's funny because I keep looking at that Seattle defense, and I think the Eagles can run on it. I think it's going to be key. And every time, I said this to start the show, every time we kind of doubt them, I think Doug comes up with a really good plan. And it's usually run-based. You know, they did it against Green Bay. He did it against Buffalo and Chicago. So, you know, I mean, I think if you're going to, I think the way their corners are playing and that they're healthy, the defense is healthy, and that they can run the ball, I think they're in the game at least.
Anthony, I absolutely think that. And what's interesting is we talked about Dallas, right? They're playing a team in New England where they could potentially slow New England down. They've been bad on defense, but they're playing not a great, you know, offensive team in New England. Same thing here. Philadelphia, what do they need to face a non-dominant defense, right? If they're facing a dominant defense like last week they faced New England, you know, it was going to be tough for them to score. We know that. But now they're facing a team in Seattle, which is, I would call them maybe a mediocre defense, and what makes them so great, obviously, is the magnificent play of Russell Wilson. But on the defensive side of the ball, I would not call them anything above average at all. And this is a game where I think Philadelphia can score, and I don't, again, I'm not thinking they're going to score in the 30s or anything like that, but I really think they can score in the 20s. And their defenses, the Eagles' defenses, looks like it's getting healthier and better. And again, to me, this is a very winnable game. Even though Seattle's 8-2, we talked about it. They're not a dominant 8-2. They're an 8-2 that easily could be. Heck, they could be 3-7 if a couple bounces didn't go their way. So this is not like the 1985 Bears or some Hall of Fame great team. It's a team that is beatable. They have a great player in Russell Wilson. But it's a game where I expect the Eagles should be able to handle themselves, and I think they should. You know, I think they should be able to win the game. I really do.
Do you put any stock into the desperate team? The fact that the Eagles are the desperate team and really need to win?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that this is a huge game for them. But also, but for Seattle, they're 8-2, okay? And they see they just beat San Francisco, and they're one game behind San Francisco. And Frisco plays Green Bay. I'm sure they're hoping, okay, if Green Bay can knock them off, we win this game, now we're tied. I think motivation for both teams is pretty even. I think Pete Carroll is I'm a big believer, Anthony, in coaching in the NFL level with the culture. And someone like Pete Carroll, to me, has set a great culture there. They lose the Legion of Boom, right? Everyone's gone. and we see this team still 5 years later or whatever it's been since those Super Bowl things, they're still a good team. They may not be the dominant teams that they had in the past, but Pete Carroll has created a culture there where every single week they're there and they're always a tough out, and I give them a lot of credit for that. So I do think that motivation-wise, while what you're saying makes sense, I think Seattle is certainly going to show up and play.
Well, Brad, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Great stuff.
You're the best, my friend. I appreciate it, Anthony. Good luck to everyone out there.
There you go. Thanks, Brad. You're the best, man. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Brad Feinberg. Everybody, thanks for listening. We got a little Flyer hockey, baby. That's right. Frost, Firebee, Killer Fs. Go Flyers. Stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.